This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You all have some stories to share. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. This has turned into what happened at your wedding that people are still talking about from the text roulette that we had back at 8:20, which we've solved that one, I feel like. They wanted to know if they could uninvite a groomsman that's standing up because they cheated on their girlfriend and act the fool at the bachelor party.
And, you dope.
And we've said, if you don't want the drama, uninvite them. Or sit down and say, hey, look, here's the deal. Zero tolerance. Yeah, crazy. You're gone. And now we've gone into all these wedding stories of bizarre things that we've seen. And I was a wedding DJ for 4 years.
Oh, you see a lot of stuff, don't you?
The first wedding we ever DJed. So I'm kind of the assistant because I'm just learning the ropes and things like that. It was down in Racine and it was about 8 o'clock. And so the guy I was working with, the owner of the company, his name's Eric. He said, okay, you know, here's the clipboard. Go find the wedding party. We're going to do the grand march. Dinner's done. We're going to bring the bride and groom. And I'm like, okay. And this is my first day on the job.
You're all excited. Look
I
at
have
her.
My clipboard. I'm like, okay, we've got the maid of honor down here. We've got best man. Okay, we're going to line everybody up. We're going to announce you. We're going to play the fun song, that whole deal. And then I'm like, well, where are the bride and the groom? Thinking they're doing pictures. And everyone's like, we don't know. And then one bridesmaid, I think they're down the hall. Okay, well, I go down the hall and I see the mother of the bride and the bride like pushing this groom up against the wall. She's screaming at him in his face, slapped him. The groom can barely stand up. He is so hammered. And here I come at 19 years old with my clipboard. We're going to be doing the grand march here in a few minutes. Are you guys ready to be announced? And the mother of the bride looks at me and she goes, you need to give us 5 minutes. And she looks at him and she goes, you're going to get out on that dance floor. She pointed at the groom.
Ouch!
And he's drunk.
He's a noodle. He's
and
like,
he's just like, yeah, okay. Fine, whatever. So the doors are about to open. I'm back there lining them up. The bride is almost completely in tears. He can barely stand.
Never good. Never good.
And so we're like, all right, I don't even know their name. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. They're the last ones to go onto the dance floor. Everyone's cheering. He's got his hands up like, yeah, this is the best day ever.
I'm so cool.
This is not the best day ever. They start dancing. She's practically holding him up. Didn't see that groom the rest of the night.
Who's done after that? Too hammered.
Saw her. She was dancing. That was my first wedding I DJ'd. And so I said to my coworker, is it like this all the time? So yeah, sometimes. Gotta be ready for anything. Cue the YMCA.
Yeah,
moving on.
Exactly. No, I've had that too. I've only done a few back in the day when I first started in radio. We had a guy here in Milwaukee who was like, hey, you're in radio? Yeah, why don't you help me out? I have this DJ business. I got tired of the bride's fathers like getting mad at me.
Why?
Because I wasn't playing the right music.
Isn't that something?
It's my little girl's wedding. And then later in the...
Your little girl has talked to us as DJs.
Exactly.
And has told us what they do and don't want to hear. And look, my biggest thing is...
Her grandmother's here.
My biggest thing is who's writing the check? If that person walks up and says, hey, I want to hear Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson, all right, you got it, Aunt Susie.
I think Dad just likes to, you know, strut his stuff. And then there's also, you mentioned the hammered attendants, bridesmaids and groomsmen. It's like after a while, hey, you played that already. No, I didn't. I haven't played. Can you just stop
that part
on
of it
everything?
Is not fun.
Don't touch the stuff. Back in the day, it was the CDs. Don't touch the CDs. Now there's computers and stuff that have all the music. But I'm like, no. Okay. I was tired of playing security and DJ. I'm like, you know what? These three weddings, this is enough for me. I'm done.
You're done. Okay. Yeah. So what happened at your wedding that people are still talking about? Here is a text to the Siding Unlimited text line. My brother's ex-girlfriend who cheated on him with our cousin. So the ex-girlfriend cheated on the brother with the cousin was not invited. All caps. Dot, dot, dot. Both showed up. And my brother and cousin started a fight.
Oh, boy.
I literally chased the cousin and ex out of the venue down the street.
This isn't going to work. Get out of here.
The venue owner reined me back in, and we partied the rest of the night. All right, everybody. Let's play Shout. Woo-hoo! A little bit stuff to nerd.
Shout.
A little bit stuff to nerd.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.